Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, starting October 19th through the 24th.
Consequently, when the time came, and Jesus said, "Let this cup pass from me." Impossible. Impossible. God is saying, "Son, no, I can't do that. My covenant partner offered up his son, believing I would raise him from the dead. I'm going to offer up my son, and I'm going to raise him up out of the fires of hell. And I'm going to bring many sons to glory." Now, my brother and sister, any way you look at the that's some strong faith. That's some powerful stuff going on here. Amen? That very same faith is in your spirit right now, not exactly the same measure of it. Exactly the same. If you're born again. If you're not born again, get it done. It only takes about 30 seconds or so. In fact, it took the Apostle Paul, when he was Saul of Tarsus, a lot less time than that. "Lord, it's done." Shortest salvation prayer on record, brother. I mean, and it worked. And Jesus never brought his sin up to him again. Even when he tried to talk to him about it, and then the Lord Jesus acted like the man wasn't even talking. He just ignored him, kept telling him what he wanted him to go do. And he's the same way with you. Hallelujah. Now then, let's prove that. Let's go, back to the book of Romans again, please. And let's look in the 10th chapter and begin reading there with the 6th verse. "But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. For what does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever..." I said, whosoever. How many whosoever's in here? A whole room full of us. "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Now, that faith, the moment you believed that in your heart, that God raised Jesus from the dead, you believed that with your heart, and then you confessed with your mouth unto salvation, that faith flooded into your spirit being. And it's still there tonight. Let's look at the 12th chapter, verse 3. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man among you. Well, now, wait a minute. Every man among you, the servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel, which he had promised for by the prophets and the holy scriptures concerning his son, Jesus, and declared to be the Son of God with power, and also to all, there it is, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, to you. So this is the believers in Rome. Amen? So that's, for I say through the grace given unto me to every born again man among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man among you the measure of faith. Now, this is not talking about natural human faith. Every human being on earth has natural human faith. The same kind of faith that Thomas tried to use. But he declared with his mouth, he exercised his right of will and said, unless I put my finger in the holes in his hand and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. Jesus walked in there and just come through the wall. Isn't that, that's cool, isn't it? Forget the door. Now, man, you know, they said, hey, Thomas. Yeah. And of course, Thomas said, my God, my Lord, my God. He said, you have believed because you've seen. Blessed are those who have believed and not seen. Now, notice he said, blessed. Abraham's faith releases the blessing. You can't get Abraham's blessing with Thomas' faith. That's natural human faith. Everybody has that. And it's important. Don't belittle it. It just doesn't work in the spirit realm. It works in the natural and intellectual realm. It has to. You have to believe what you see. If you don't believe what you see with your natural eye, stay out of the street, brother. Somebody gonna mash you like a bug. You came in here tonight, you didn't even think about it. You sat down in that seat and never gave it another thought. Why? You had faith the thing to hold you up. If it had collapsed, it would have surprised you. You had to exercise some faith to do that. But that's natural human faith. And that's what Thomas was trying to do. Jesus told him, quit being faithless. Now, excuse me. He's talking about every born-again believer has been dealt the measure of faith. Now, somebody didn't get a little bit and others got more and some just barely got... No. Every one of us, the moment we were born again, got exactly the same amount. Let's go over and see what our dear brother Peter had to say about this. In the first chapter of 1 Peter, 23rd verse, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. The faith was in the seed. Can you see that? If you didn't get but half a measure, then you got a corruptible seed. You got a bad seed. No. The faith, love, joy, goodness, meekness, kindness, righteousness, healing, salvation, deliverance, all of it was in the seed. And every one of us got exactly the same amount of seed. And you want me to tell you what it was? It's exactly the same amount of seed that brought Jesus into this earth. It's exactly the same amount of seed that raised him from the dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Now, 2 Peter. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Messiah, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, or Jesus Messiah, Jesus the Anointed. Like precious faith. You have the same measure of faith. You got the same quality new birth. You have the same righteousness as the Apostle Peter. Same as the Apostle John. Well, Brother Copeland. Don't start whining on me now. No. Jesus is the author of our faith. And he didn't author a little dab for you. No. He's no respecter of persons. You were born of the Spirit. Amen? He was born of the Spirit. You're born of the Spirit. I was born of the Spirit. He was born from above. Jesus said, we're born from above. We're one Spirit with him. How could he have shortchanged us somewhere in this? No, it's not... That hasn't been the problem at all. Well, then why on earth was their faith so powerful and mine is so Mickey Mouse? Because you spent too much time at Disneyland. Well, I guess. I didn't really intend to say that. No, it is a matter of development. Amen. That faith is in there. But how much fear is mixed with it? Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. How much time are you spending at unnecessary junk? Things that just, that actually the Word of God would, if you'd exercise, just strip that unnecessary stuff out of there.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org, billybrim.org.